This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is California Congressman Dana Rohrabacher, who represents the Golden State's 46th Congressional District. You may have already heard the first half of my interview with the congressman related to the immigration debate and how the Obama administration is exercising what it calls prosecutorial discretion in deciding who gets deported, basically saying that those who are essentially law-abiding in this country, other than the fact they came here illegally, will not be deported. But the congressman is also a member of the House Foreign Affairs Committee and its subcommittee on the Middle East and South Asia, and brings a tremendous amount of knowledge and insight into the situation in Libya. And that's where we want to turn our discussion now. Congressman, assuming that this really is the final days for Gaddafi, we've certainly heard that before, but if this is the case, what exactly should be the U.S. posture as this new government gets ushered in? What should be our priorities?
I think the most important way for us to proceed is for America now, the Americans and the world to understand that we can't go out and do everybody's fighting for them. And while we should applaud any time a vicious dictator like Gaddafi falls and is replaced by people who are at least claiming, if not aiming, at replacing that dictatorship with a more democratic government. So we should be joining in that celebration as Gaddafi is thrown into the ocean and let his carcass float away. This is a man responsible for the death of Americans and the bombing of an American airliner. Let's not forget that. But what lesson we should learn is that we should back up the Libyans and people like that, but we don't need to send our own forces over. And in fact, I opposed us using our air power until the Libyans had agreed, the Libyan Council, the Revolutionary Council in Benghazi had agreed to pay us back. And they wouldn't agree to pay us back, so I passed on it. I said, well, I'm not going to support this then. In the future, that's the way we should handle it. If people who are fighting for democracy are willing to pay us back once they earn their freedom and once they become prosperous, well, then we should support them and help them. But we shouldn't be sending our troops over. And in fact, if we unless they're willing to pay us back, we can't afford to borrow more money from China in order to assist them in their fight for freedom.
Our listeners should know that you have been very active in recent decades, really, not just years, in promoting freedom in many parts of the world, particularly areas formerly under communist control. Clearly, the area of Libya is very, very different from the areas of Eastern Europe that then transitioned to freedom-loving democracies following the end of the Cold War. But what are the keys to doing things right, and what are the things to avoid?
Well, the key thing is that we do need to support those people who are struggling against dictatorship. So whether it's a communist dictatorship, a radical Islamic dictatorship like in Iran, or some military dictatorship like Gaddafi or whoever it is, if people are struggling for freedom, they should know Americans are their friends. However, the restriction on that is going to be we no longer can afford to bankroll it, nor can afford to send our troops over to do the fighting for other people. We should be allies with those people who are struggling for more democratic government and freedom, and treating people with dignity, respecting other people's religion and faith, and demanding freedom of religion for themselves. Those are our allies in the world, like the people of China are our allies. But we can't afford to spend billions of dollars anymore fighting their fight for them or financing their whole fight. We did that in the Cold War, but that was a different time. Now we're going broke. We're having to borrow the money. So let's help those people, especially if they'll promise to pay us back. But let's not get suckered into trying to shoulder the expense for this, because our own people, we don't have the resources to care for our own people. So we shouldn't be borrowing in order to do the fight for foreigners.
Congressman, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you so much for your time today. We appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
California Republican Congressman Dana Rohrabacher represents his state's 46th Congressional District. He's also a member of the House Foreign Affairs Committee and its subcommittee on the Middle East and South Asia. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.